The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Cheryl, I got a butt for you. That's what I got. I got a butt
Excuse
for
me?
You. This right here.
Excuse me?
Yes. What? This is called Butt Man. Not me. You know.
It would be High Butt Man if it was him.
Oh, yeah, see, really? Whoa, really, sir?
Yeah. That's why I was just
telling you.
Nice.
Everybody dunk. Knows. You walk on your tippy toes.
Yeah. Everybody knows you got a high butt. It's okay.
So if I bring my toes down, would my butt be normal to y'all?
No. Just lean your head back. You'll see what we're talking about.
Listen, I'm about to call Vaughn. Vaughn apparently has been making photocopies of his butt at the job. Okay? So I'm calling from Human Resources letting Vaughn know, we know you the butt man, but we're finna make sure. So everybody on the flow, we got to see everybody's butt. Everybody got to bring their butt in here. We can figure out what butt this is that's on the copy machine. So I might have been making copies of their butt. Okay, let's go. Butt man.
Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to reach Vaughn, please.
This is Vaughn. Who is this?
Vaughn, this is Darius. Darius with Human Resources. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can I help you?
Yeah, listen, we have an incident that has taken place at the job. You actually, what floor are you on, Vaughn?
I'm on floor 12.
Floor 12. All right. So, do you use the copy machine that often on that floor?
Not all the time, but I do use it every once in a while.
Okay, every once in a while. So here's what's going on. There's going to be some actions being taken place here pretty soon, some legal actions, and we're just clearing everybody. You know, this is just a proper procedure that we're having to go through. So let me just kind of enlighten you on what's taking place. Someone on the 12th floor has copied their butt on a piece of paper in the copy machine. So someone actually sat up on the Xerox machine and copied their butt. Why someone would do that, I have no earthly idea. But what's happening now is everyone on your floor is going to have to come in and show their butt. So we're scheduling this now. I'm thinking Friday at 11 a.m. Would that be suitable for you to come?
Y'all talking about y'all want me to come up there and show my because somebody, I'm a grown man. Okay, I'm a grown man. I ain't do that.
Okay, you know what? I believe you. I believe you wholeheartedly, Vaughn. But just to clear your name, we have to, I hate to say it, clear your butt as well. So we want to make sure, we're going to find out whose butt this is on the piece of paper that did this. We're going to find
you're
out.
You're going to find out whose cheeks those are, and you're going to find out real quick they're not mine. All right, I'm not doing that, man. I'm not going to come in. You said Friday? You're doing this on Friday at
11.
Not coming out my day off so I can pull my pants down, let some strangers look at my cheeks, talking about somebody copy. I'm not doing that.
I don't want this to take a turn, Vaughn, because right now this is, if you're saying you're not coming in, then other actions will be taking place if you don't come in and follow the procedure that everybody's saying. Everybody else that I'm calling, they have to come in.
How many people work on that floor?
There's at least 80 plus people on that floor.
You talking about trying to have 80 plus people come in, drive all the way to work, so some strangers we don't even know can look at our cheeks. And I'm not going to do that. I don't know who did it, but I know they ain't me.
Well, somebody Xeroxed their butt on the 12th floor, and we're going to get to the bottom of who did it. And what you're not going to do, Vaughn, is tell me you're not coming in. What you're not going to do, do you like your job here with this company?
Okay, what you're not going to do is act like you're going to fire me because I'm not going to show y'all my sweet goodies just because you're from HR. You got me fooled if you actually expect me to think that everybody that works on this floor is over here like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll let some strangers look at my crack. You must be playing. No, sir, not with me.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you have a coworker named Andre?
Andre, yes.
Okay, and Andre says he knows you. Now, I'm just going to put it out here. Andre is stating that it could have possibly been you.
Really? Andre got the nerve to say it could have been me? Man, Andre. Why did he try to single me out? Like, I even use that copier. I'm around there playing games. I'm a grown man. He must be out of his mind thinking he gonna say I did it.
All I know is he stated that you were a possibility. That's what he stated.
He said I was a possibility. That's dumb. He ain't have absolutely no reason to think. I don't even use that copier, man. I use that thing like once every 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Everybody on that floor.
Okay, so out of once every 2-3 weeks, is there a possibility maybe you propped your butt up there and copied it?
Not at all. Y'all ain't even told me when this happened. I probably wasn't even working when the booty chicks got scammed. You must be out your mind. You can waste everybody else's time trying to bring everyone in to get a free strip show, but you're not going to do that to me. This has to be unethical and illegal on so many levels. You're trying to come in and say everybody on the entire floor has to come show their cheeks? Man, you must be f***ing kidding me. What's your name? Whole time you trying to call me saying this is HR. What's your name? Because when
I'm Darius out of Human Resources. Yeah. I told you that when I first called you.
Well, Darius. When I do come into work, you the first I want to see.
Let me ask you this, Vaughn. Do you know Leslie?
Leslie? I know that better not even say my name.
So you do know Leslie?
Yes, I know Leslie. She works there with me. So you trying to tell me that Leslie said this too?
Do you want to know what Leslie said?
Yes, I would like to know what Leslie said. So when I cuss her out, I get it right.
Okay, Leslie told me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you just got pranked by your coworker, Leslie and Andre.
Oh, man.
Leslie and Andre got me to prank phone call you, man.
Dude, I was so... Man, I was pissed. Yeah, your uncle is right, bro. Somebody is going to whoop your ass. And I bet it's this year.
All right, Vaughn. Tell me this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Somebody is definitely going to whoop your ass.
Anybody in here? Am I the only one? Anybody ever copied their butt?
You're the only one.
Only one.
Ain't nobody raised that thing.
Nobody.
Sat on that glass and watched that light flash through there.
Nope.
Can you really picture your uncle doing that? No.
None of us have.
Now we have got to get together and go get a photocopy of this. We have got to get together.
We're good. No. This is so inappropriate. What is wrong with you?
This is
what
not is inappropriate. We're talking about a photo book, girl. That's all we're talking about.
Boy, that's inappropriate.
This ain't no more than a photo shoot. You ain't taking it but once.
He is beyond stupid. Beyond.
Yeah. I asked y'all for one little photocopy. This is what I get.
This is what you get.
You can't sit your butt up there for 2 seconds and take the doggone picture.
All the slap back.
We can't do nothing together. Nothing.
Thought we were a family.
I got a nice little footstool down there so you can step up there and sit yourself down, and y'all can't take no picture. None of y'all.
No.
I ain't never done it before, but I ain't gonna need the footstool though.
Here we go.
Yep, that's how I know it's you.
Bend at the waist.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.